Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's the show with no name. It's the show with no name. It's the show with no name. It's the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0. On Vaughn Radio, folks, and we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One or another.
There we go. It's Juanjo in the house having a great time. Guys, we are halfway through the program today, and I can't believe it. Time is just whizzing by here. All right, I got some amigos commenting here on Twitter. There's Jaster. He said some of his favorite theme songs are Perfect Strangers. Oh, that's a great one. Oh, yeah. A Great American Hero. No me suena. It doesn't ring a bell, Jaster. The A-Team. Por supuesto, el equipo A. South Park. It's awesome. That's Les Claypool playing the bass. El bajo. Bam, ba-da, bam, ba-da, bam, ba-da. Awesome. Simpsons. I know the Simpsons one, but I'm trying to think how it goes. I also like the one from Full House. Padres Forzosos. That was a great one, too. Yeah, the 80s. I mean, they just had so many. They were so cool. Different Strokes. Oh, man, now that I think about it. Bad. There should be an album. I don't know if there is. There probably is. 80s theme songs. I think I could just listen to it on a loop. And they were all like so inspirational. Like, you can do it. You're the family of the, you know, it was just a different time. The 80s, things weren't so serious in the 80s, 90s, you know, early 90s. Elena. She says, you want to go where everybody knows your name. She says, great memories. Have a terrific Thursday, all. Thank you very much, Elena. Always a pleasure to have you on board and participating. Speaking of participation, we've got to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. So, guys, remember, I want to know who's speaking and what's being said. Dale, Juanjo.
This whole sordid affair has been a shock to all of us, but we must get on with our lives.
All right. Short and sweet. Well, no sé si es muy sweet, but it's a pretty short one. Not too difficult, right? All right. So, do you know it? If you know it, you can tell us on Twitter. Remember, I want to know who it is and what's being said. So, let's see. A couple more comments. Wow, so many people participating. Veronica says, hi, AA. H. Veronica says, hi, AA. I listen to you almost every day, but sometimes the coast is not clear. Great expression. Not the cost, the coast. Que vamos, que está mi jefe. Like today. By the way, you had another interview yesterday on Show With No Name. Did we? Yeah. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Of course. Sure. I don't know what that means, but thank you. Yeah, that's right. We did. Express. Let's see. You've got it. Express is the first person to know today's Say What. Mr. Houses took a stab at it, but you got the wrong person. You got the text right, but the person is wrong. But Express, it looks like you've got both. Well, guys, don't worry, because you are going to hear that again at the top of the final hour of the program. So don't worry at all. In the meantime, we've got to take a look at a challenge where we look at words with double meanings. You guys know it. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble. I said double. Double Trouble.
That's right, folks. It's Double Trouble, only on the Show With No Name. And remember, this is where I give you a translation and you have to use the same word twice. That's easy enough. No, lo suficientemente fácil. Well, we'll see. You guys tell me. Invito yo, pero no me trates así. Invito yo, pero no me trates así. All right, that's today's double trouble there. Invito yo, pero no me trates así. How do we say that in English? If you know it, you can participate right now on today's double trouble. Let's see if anybody knows. I think it's an easy one, but I could be wrong. Oh, that's right. Yesterday, and say what? Well, Veronica, we ended up doing say what soundbite yesterday. So we did say what soundbite, and oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. H. Veronica, I know what you mean now. Ahora te pillo. She's saying that when it's an interview, it's a lot more difficult. Well, you're assuming that this one is an interview. I don't know if this is an interview. Maybe it's from a movie. Maybe it's a famous character. I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. Actually, I do know. I'm lying. I know exactly. All right. So let's take a look over here. Express, you've got it. Very nice job. Paloma, nice job. Mr. Houses nos lo ha dado de otra forma, pero también es correcto. Wow, qué creatividad. You guys are so creative. David, nice job. Okay, Virginia as well. Gilmar, wow, it looks like everybody's getting it right. Is this going to be unanimous here? This will be the first time in a long time that everybody gets it right, because I'm looking right now. I have zero mistakes in the double trouble section. There's Belle de Jour, very good. Angel as well. Jose Rafael, wow. Juanjo, un aplauso para todos. I can't believe it. I mean, I believe that you guys are good. I believe that you guys are capable, but usually somebody gets one wrong, or there's like a little nuance or something that doesn't fit in right. But I've got to tell you something. As I look at it right now, I think every single person who has participated has nailed it, which is very impressive. That means collectively, as a group, you guys are kicking ass. That's awesome. Thank you. All right, Beatriz, let's see. You've got it too. Wow, qué cracks, qué cracks. All right, so let's take a look at it. Invito yo, pero no me trates así. Vamos con el no me trates así. Eso es lo más fácil, I think. Don't treat me like that. Right? That's the one way to say it. Don't treat me like that. Right? Or don't treat me that way. Los dos te valen. Right, don't treat me that way or don't treat me like that. Ambos significan así. No me trates así. Treat, T-R-E-A-T, right? Okay, good. That's an easy one, right? So, this, it's the first part that can be a little bit more difficult. So, invito yo. Now, this is not many of you. I know you guys know who are participating. We don't use the word invite in this case, right? Invito yo. Invite is I'm going to invite you to my birthday party. I'm going to invite you to come with me to my club. So invite to my wedding. Es invitar físicamente a alguien que asista o acuda a algún sitio. We do not use it saying I will pay for this. All right, so good. Now that we know that, how do we say invito yo? Well, the one that works here is it's my treat. Es mi trato, we say in English. It's my treat. But don't treat me that way. Ahí tienes el treat que se duplica. It's my treat. Ahora, se puede comer el it's también. Es decir, my treat. Invito yo, ¿no? El it's, te lo puedes comer. So, it's my treat, right? But don't treat me that way, right? This sounds like emotional blackmail. Chantaje emocional aquí, right? It's my treat. So, okay, good. Excellent job collectively. What are other ways to say it's my treat? Now, David Houses gave us an excellent way. He said, it's on me. Otra forma de decir, invito yo. But go easy on me. Now, go easy on me is no me des mucha caña. No me trates así. So, I took it, Mr. Houses. Great. So, solo también para destacar otra forma de decir invito yo. It's my treat. It's on me. Those are two different ways. Whichever one you prefer, use the one that sounds easier for you. But recognize both. Recognize both of them, okay? So it's on me, it's my treat. Elige uno, right? Another way you can say it, but esto específicamente con rondas, you would say it's my round or it's my shout. Pero esto es más específico. Por eso yo siempre enseño más, it's my treat or it's on me. Porque eso puede ser comida, eso puede ser, that can be whatever, right? It doesn't only have to do with drinking beer or alcohol, right? So, great one, guys. Nati, it's on me, but don't be so hard on me. Qué cracks. It's, wow, really. Not only did you guys get it right, but you found another way to say it. Nati and David, I'll treat you. That's another way. Edya gave us another way to say it. Instead of it's my treat, también se puede decir, I'll treat you. Yo te invito. But don't treat me like that. So acabamos de descubrir cinco formas de decir invito yo. It's my treat. It's on me. I'll treat, right? It's my round. It's my shout, right? Okay, but the one we don't say, la que no quiero que digáis, is I invite or I'll invite, because that is not English. That is Spanglish, amigos. And what we're working on here is English. All right, so excellent job. Un aplauso, Juanjo. Excellent job, guys. Really good. Really good. All right. Well, we've got a lot to do still on today's show with No Name. So I'm thinking we've already looked at Name That Lyric. Let's do another Name That section. You know which one I'm talking about. It's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with No Name. And as always, this is where we give you a little scene from a movie. And I want to know if you guys know what movie it's from. Okay. And well, as always, we'll learn some vocabulary, some different things from the text, and also hear a little bit about behind the scenes, right? What happens? And as I said, in many cases, the movie's okay, but the stories behind it are awesome. All right, so here we go, folks. Good luck. It's today's Name That Movie. It's fine. I wasn't trying to snitch. Snitch? Rat you out. Tattletale? Yeah. Oh, don't you worry about that. I can assure you, I don't answer to anyone. Right. All I know is sometimes if there's too many white folks, I get nervous, you know? Oh, no, 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 no. Aren't you something? That's not my experience. Not at all. The Armitages are so good to us. They treat us like family. There you go, folks. Little scene over there. We'll see if you recognize it. Let's see. Jaster says, sure, you know it. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Oh, yes, I do know that. But was it called The Great American Hero? I don't know what we called that. Let's take a look. I'm Googling the lyrics. The Greatest American Hero. I don't remember the TV show. That's weird. But I know the song. Wow, that's a strange one. See how your memory works sometimes? You don't even know what the hell's going on. You know something, but you don't even know where from. All right. Let's see. I've got a few people who know today's Name That Lyric. Let's see. Our winners, ladies and gentlemen, Express and Paloma. Express and Paloma got it. Great job, folks. All right, the movie is called Get out. Now, get out is salte, no? Sal, get out, right? Now, in Spanish, it's not salte, es déjame salir. You kind of flipped it. La vista o la vuelta. Es el inverso. Déjame salir o salte. So in English, it's called get out. In Spanish, it's called déjame salir. It came out in 2017. If you have not seen this movie, I highly recommend it. It is a unique movie, and I've seen many, many movies in my life, and I don't think I've seen any movie quite like this one. And it's really awesome. It's directed by Jordan Peele. Now, Jordan Peele is an American actor, comedian, very, very popular. Jordan Peele. And, well, he was inspired to write this movie from an Eddie Murphy stand-up routine, stand-up comedy routine, called Delirious. Now, if you guys have not seen Eddie Murphy Delirious, you should check it out. It came out in 1983. It's politically incorrect, of course. He also has another one called Raw. If you guys haven't seen Eddie Murphy's early comedy, you should check it out. Now, I will warn you, he was very high on coke. Estaba a tope de farlopa. You can see it. Es que lo ves en su rutina. At Raw, I think in Raw, Eddie Murphy Raw, he comes on stage like a tiger. Like he's like a tiger out of a cage. But excellent humor, amazing energy, and well, we all know Eddie Murphy. We all know that Eddie Murphy now has gone on to do so much more. But Eddie Murphy, he was the inspiration for this movie. Now, they thought about having him play the lead role since he was the inspiration. But the director, Jordan Peele, changed his mind. He said that Eddie Murphy was a little too old for the role. So the role, the lead role, ended up going to Daniel Kaluuya. And Daniel Kaluuya, wow, wow, he was really good. I mean, I wasn't familiar with his acting before this movie. And after, I became a Daniel Kaluuya fan. And he was actually given the lead role on the spot. On the spot is en el momento. He nailed the audition. Clavó el casting. He nailed the audition. In fact, he did 5 takes of a key scene, una escena clave, where his character needed to cry. And every time he did the scene, it was so perfect. The tear, they said that the tear fell at the same time in each take. So he really, really nailed it. He did the work and was able. It's not easy to cry on command. To cry on command is to say, okay, cry now, right? And even excellent actors, it takes a lot. And well, he did it 5 times in a row, perfectly, exactly the same, like controlled. And they said, okay, this guy's an amazing actor. And he got the role. The movie was a huge success, receiving a lot of different nominations. And most of all, people were talking. There was buzz around this movie because it was a horror movie, but it was a comedy, but it was serious, but it just had elements of everything. If you guys have not seen it, check it out. It's called Get Out. Déjame salir. And again, directed by Jordan Peele. Now, this is a scene over here where Chris Washington, now that's the lead role, Daniel Kaluuya, says, it's fine. I wasn't trying to snitch. He says to the cleaning lady, Georgina. There's a cleaning lady or a housekeeper, right? And he says to her, she's doing something, and he says, it's fine, no pasa nada. I wasn't trying to snitch. Now, to snitch is to chivarse, to tell on someone. So I wasn't trying to snitch. Es como la película Snatch, pero con I en vez de A. I wasn't trying to snitch. Y de hecho, una persona que es así is called a snitch. So a snitch snitches on people. La preposición es on, si queremos usar the collocation. So did you snitch on me? No, I didn't snitch on you. I'm not a snitch. Okay, somebody who tells on you, to tell on you, right? So it's fine. I wasn't trying to snitch. And then Georgina, the housekeeper, says, snitch? And then Chris says, rat you out. So there's another way to say chivarse, to snitch on someone or to rat someone out, right? Y de hecho, a snitch and a rat are two different ways to say uno que se chiva, un chivato, right? So don't be a snitch, don't be a rat. Los verbos, don't snitch on me or don't rat me out. Cada uno con su estructura diferente. Okay, so it doesn't matter which one you use. Just make sure you use the collocation correctly. So whatever one's easier, recognize both, as I said. And we've got another way to see it, which we're going to look at right now. So snitch. And she says, and he says, rat you out. Chivarme de ti. And then she thinks and she says, tattletale? Y eso es otra forma de decir, right? To tattle, T-A-T-T-L-E. And the person is a tattletale. Esa es muy del cole. Oh, come on. Don't be a tattletale. I can't believe you're going to tell the teacher. And snitch and rat are more used in the mafia. So if you want to, you know, put all these into their place and give them the proper weight, el propio peso que necesitan, tattletale is more the one that you would say in a classroom. Don't tell on me to tell on, chivarse. Don't tell on me, you tattletale. Chivato. Vamos a hacerlo con cada uno. So if you tell on someone, you are a tattletale. If you rat someone out, you are a rat. If you snitch on someone, then you are a snitch. Tres formas de decir chivato. Okay, tattletale más de niños, del cole, right? And then Chris says, yeah. And Georgina says, oh, don't you worry about that. No te preocupes por eso. I can assure you. Cuidado con esta palabra que suena a SH. Tiene doble S, pero suena a SH. I can assure you. I don't answer to anyone. Yo no respondo o doy response. No, no, no soy... nadie me manda es lo que viene a decir eso. I don't answer. Porque I don't answer anyone es no contesto a nadie. No, eso es como me pido la quinta. But I don't answer to anyone es... A mí nadie me manda. I don't answer. ¿Ves cómo cambia la preposición y cambia todo? I don't that's a collocation. I don't answer to anyone. And Chris says, right. All I know is sometimes, a veces, if there's too many white folks, demasiada gente blanca, I get nervous, you know? Yo me pongo nervioso. Di esta palabra conmigo. Nervous. Nervous. No nervos. Nervos. Nervous. I get nervous, you know? And then Georgina smiles and she starts crying at the same time. She says, oh no. This is an amazing scene, by the way. Escena espectacular. Oh no, 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 no. Aren't you something? No eres tú especial, right? That's how we say, oh man, aren't you something? No eres algo tú. No eres especial tú. Aren't you something? She says, that's not my experience. Not at all. The Armitages are so good to us. They treat us like family. And the funny thing about this is she says it in a robotic kind of way. I don't want to give away the movie. No quiero soplar nada. So I won't tell you what's going on. But, oh man, crazy scene. Even crazier movie. All right, guys. We're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back for the final half an hour of today's Show with No Name 2.0. So, stick around.
In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misleading.
To Vaughn Radio.
¿Qué significa?
Whisky.
¿En inglés? Sí, ya, whisky. ¿Pero de dónde viene? El origen de esta palabra te va a sorprender. ¿O no? ¿Quieres saberlo? En dos minutos.
Por fin un producto que satisface las necesidades de los profesionales más ocupados. El producto definitivo para todas aquellas personas que necesitan mejorar su nivel de inglés de una vez por todas, pero que, por motivos profesionales, no pueden dedicar su tiempo exclusivamente al aprendizaje del inglés. Tú tienes una necesidad real de aprender inglés. Tú buscas los mejores resultados. ¿Acabas de licenciarte o eres directivo? ¿O has llegado a un punto de tu vida profesional en el que no puedes progresar sin el inglés? Todos compartís una misma ilusión, un mismo objetivo: hablar, escribir y mejorar notablemente vuestro inglés. Lo que para muchos parecía una quimera es ahora una realidad constatable. Llámanos al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
I'm 100% Spanish. I began learning English when I was about 10. And I just fell in love with it, with language. I can't remember a time when I didn't speak English, and that's what I like about it so much.
Be like a learner. Be like them. Like
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
En los bosques de este singular paraje crece la Bauganea inglesifolia. La exuberante belleza de esta planta llega a su culmen cuando en marzo brotan sus hermosas flores. 3 meses de germinación dan lugar a esta flor de inigualable hermosura. Un milagro de la...
¿Quieres que tu inglés también florezca esta primavera? Entonces deberías empezar ahora. Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. grupobaugan.com.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaughan.com.
Consigue un nivel óptimo de expresión oral en situaciones cotidianas y de ámbito profesional. Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Máster de Inglés Profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupobaugan.com o llamando al 91-133-5833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 91-133-5833. Consulta también el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
¿De dónde viene la palabra
whisky?
En inglés, agárrate.
Whisky
es la forma corta de
Whisky Bay,
que viene de la palabra del inglés antiguo
Whisky Bay,
que a su vez viene de 2 palabras del gaélico:
Whisky, water,
agua, y
Bethu, life,
vida. Vamos, que literalmente
Whisky
significa
water of life,
o sea, agua de vida. Menos para las resacas, claro.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
Vive con nosotros.
I
right, folks. That's right. We're having a great time here on the show with No Name 2.0, and we made it through Thursday morning. It is officially Thursday afternoon. Happy Thursday afternoon to all of you guys. We made it through in style, learning, having fun, and, participating, which is great to have all our amigos on board. In fact, a couple comments on Twitter right now. Teresa says, "Hi, amigo." Hi, Teresa. She says, "I love your program. Thanks for doing a very interesting and exciting English program. A big hug from Amsterdam." Thank you so much, Teresa. Glad you're enjoying the program, and hopefully you're getting hooked on English. Let's see. Katia. Katia says, "Hi, Alberto. Lots of love and greetings from Valencia. Now that I have a minute, I wish you all the best upcoming weekend. Thank God it's Friday." Thank you. Always great to hear from you, Katia. Mr. Houses says, "I don't answer to anyone. No respondo ante nadie. O a mí nadie me manda." Right. Because very different. I don't answer anyone as, "Tú me haces todas las preguntas que quieras, no te voy a contestar." But I don't answer to anyone as, "A mí no me dices lo que tengo que hacer." So, again, those nuances, esos matices ahí that make the language, change everything. No es lo mismo ask, preguntar, que ask for, pedir, right? So, very cool. Thank you very much, Mr. Houses. And Mr. Houses says, "We're all learning here." Absolutely. In this journey called life. "Of course, we learn way more from you than you from us." It's not a competition. Everything counts, but it's great to be able to help you with your Spanish. Yeah, I always say that. I say, you know, my Spanish has improved thanks to, of course, my wife, my Spanish friends, and you guys, right? My listeners, my students who are always helping me. Bueno, es más natural decir así que así. So thank you so much. Even if I don't remember everything, I do try and jot it down and take a mental note of it. All right, guys, we've got to listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. So it's a very short one. Let's see if at least everybody can figure out what's being said. But I don't only want to know what's being said, I want to know who's saying it too. So good luck. Juanjo, dámelo.
"This whole sordid affair has been a shock to all of us, but we must get on with our lives."
There you go. There you go. As I said, we've got a winner already. Express figured out who it is and what he or she is saying. Well, I think we can, it's safe to say, se puede decir con certeza, it's safe to say that it's a man speaking, right? Now, some of you said it might be an interview, but I don't think it's an interview. I'm going to go with character over there. H. Veronica says, "Oh, it's an interview again." I wouldn't be so sure. I wouldn't be so sure of that. All right, so there we go, my amigos. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of stuff still to do, so I'm thinking we can take a look at a section where we look at words that sound the same, or maybe they don't. It's a challenge. It's time for Homophones!
Homophones, homophones on the show with No Name. It's homophones time. The show with No Name, the show with No Name. Homophones on the show with No Name. 'Cause homophones time, 'cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with No Name. Show with No Name, show with No Name. Homophones, show with No Name. Show with No Name, show with No Name. Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with No Name on Vaughn Radio, and I can't believe it. Time is just flying by. Jose Luis Plasencia says, "Hi, Alberto. Even though I don't write, I always listen to..." Te falta el tú, amigo. "I always listen to the show with No Name." Well, I always say that, guys. There are a lot of you guys who tune into the show every day, but you don't participate live, or you listen to us on the podcast, or you don't use social media. We love you just the same. We love you just the way you are. Don't change a thing. All right, Virginia. Virginia, you got today's Say What soundbite as well, like Express. The only difference is you didn't tell us the character, but you told us the actor, and that's enough for me. That means you recognized this actor's voice. So I've just given you a huge clue. It's a character played by, as always, an actor. Okay? So maybe that'll help you guys figure out the Say What soundbite section. All right, so here's homophones for today. As always, I give you two words, and I want you guys to tell me if these words, well, A, what these words are in English, and B, if they sound the same or not. Okay, here we go. Pretty simple. The first word is azul. We looked at that word today. In our news report, we were talking about the airline with that name. It's a very common word. I think everybody knows this word. It's a basic one. It's a primary color, azul. Right? So the first word is azul. How do we say azul in English? The second word is the past of blow, el pasado de soplar. All right. So what are these two words? And do these two words sound exactly the same or not? That's my question for you. If you know, you can participate on Twitter. La primera palabra es azul. La segunda es sople. Sople. All right. Azul, sople. O sea, sople un globo de azul. ¿Esos dos palabras ahí suenan igual o no? That's what I'm asking you guys. So let's see. Let's see. Azul, as again, I think that's a word everybody knows. Then I think the second one, especially if you're an intermediate level, you should know the second one as well. It's an irregular verb, but remember. Also, here's another thing. Remember, this is not just soplar. Porque si sabes conjugar soplar, también sabes conjugar explotar. También hinchar sabes conjugar. También deslumbrar. O sea, todos usan el verbo blow, right? She will, no te voy a poner en pasado, she will blow you away with her performance. Dar plantón, to blow off, right? To blow up, era el explotar. To blow off some steam, desestresarse. So again, to blow out the candles, right, on your birthday cake. So again, probably the least used one is... It's probably used a lot more in the other uses. But that's good. You only have to learn how to conjugate this word once to be able to use all of those different meanings, right? All the collocations, all the phrasal verbs that go along with it, right? So let's see. Let's take a look at what our listeners have to say. Express says yes, they sound the same. Jaster says yes. Mr. Houses agrees with the boys as well. Let's see. Olga says, yes, they sound the same. Cristina says they sound the dame. Me imagino que querías poner same, pero ya que estás, sabes que la palabra dame significa algo. Dama. Ah, mira. Pero se escribe dame. No dame. So, dame una dama. Give me a dame. Dame, D-A-M-E. It's a bit antiquated, to be honest. But hey, can't hurt to know the word. Let's see. So Christina agrees. Let's see. Virginia says, I don't think they're homophones. So Virginia says no, right? So what else? Beatrice says that they are homophones. Cuidado con cómo deletreas ahí, Beatriz. Te has inventado la segunda. You made it up. That last spelling, no. All right. Clay Cifuentes says that they do sound alike. All right. Well, I'm going to say them for you right now, and then you'll be able to judge for yourself. Okay. So the first one is blue. We said that word many times. Also, to be blue is to be sad. It's not just el color azul. I'm feeling blue, right? B-L-U-E, blue. Excuse me, B-L-U-E. Yeah, así es. Blue. Okay, good. So vamos con el pasado de blow. So it's blow, blew, blown. Okay. Vamos a hacer la frase que yo dije antes. Voy a hinchar un globo azul. I'm going to blow up a blue balloon. Ah, no, tengo que ponerlo en pasado, si no, no rima. Hinché un globo azul. I blew up a blue balloon. Do they sound the same? Absolutely. Now, again, I've heard some British people say blue, but I've heard them say both as blue. But in the United States, no one says blue, right? We say blue. Es el sonido B-L-U, right? That's, if you had to write it in Spanish, this sound would be B-L-U, B-L-U, right? Pero sí, son homófonos. So I remember this sentence. I blew out, no, para cambiarlo, a blue candle. Soplé, right? So blow up, hinchar. Blow out, your birthday. I blew out a blue candle on my birthday. There you go, folks. Yes, they are homophones. Blue, the color, and blue, el pasado de blow. All right, great job, amigos. Now, let's see how you did on the say what. There were only two people who figured out who was speaking and what was being said. Now, if you guys are Simpsons fans, then you should have gotten this one, because this was Sideshow Bob. That's right, the Simpsons character, right? And, I've got to tell you something. I don't know how you, what do you call this character in Spanish? Sideshow Bob. ¿Lo llamáis igual? Well, this character is played by Kelsey Grammer. That's why, Virginia, you were right. The actor is Kelsey Grammer, the guy who did Frasier, ¿no? El que hace el papel de Frasier en esta serie muy conocida. So Kelsey Grammer is the actor. The character is Sideshow Bob. And the text is this whole sordid, whole es entero, ¿no? Se pronuncia igual que agujero, aunque lleva W, right? So this whole sordid, ¿te suena? Sórdido, despreciable, sordid, we say, right? This whole sordid affair has been a shock to all of us. Ha sido un shock para todos. But we've got to get on with our lives. Pero tenemos que seguir adelante, to get on with our lives. All right? So the whole sordid affair has been a shock to us all. To all of us, excuse me, but we've got to get on with our lives. And this is Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons. Now that you know who it is, the actor Kelsey Grammer, the character Sideshow Bob, and you know the text, Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo ahora, sabiendo qué es qué.
This whole sordid affair has been a shock to all of us, but we must get on with our lives.
There you go, folks. We must get on with our lives. I love his voice. Kelsey Grammer, excellent voice. Let's see. Maria Luisa says, it sounds to me that blue and blue. Yeah, nobody in the United States would say the word, would say sople como blue. No es palabra eso en inglés. Ahora, yo he oído algunos británicos, pero en general dicen blue también. It's a blue car, blue, not blue. Right? So, blue and blue. El sonido es B-L-U, que no te líe el E-W ahí. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. There we go. All right, so folks, great job. Our winners in the Say What were Express and Virginia, and excellent job. All right, well, we've got to keep moving along, my amigos, so I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's famous birthday trivia. That That's right, folks. It's Famous Birthdays, only on the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Also want to remind you guys, we got Ximena coming up next with her half an hour of rockin' English. Always a good time to be had with my friend Ximena. So don't miss her program. It's coming on right after our program here every day. It's great because I'm sandwiched in between two amazing teachers. I'm sandwiched between Fitz, the master, and Ximena, who is just one of the funniest, coolest teachers. So make sure you guys stay tuned in, or as we say, keep it locked here. Que significa no cambien de dial. All right, well, here we go. If you know today's famous birthdays, you can tell us on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. All right, the first person was born in 1979. He is 2 years younger than me. See? And I thought this guy was older than me. I guess he's more mature than I am. All right, well, what does he do? Well, he's an American actor, producer, and screenwriter. All right, where will I have seen him? ¿Dónde lo habría visto yo? Well, if you ever watched Mad TV, if you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it. It's similar to Saturday Night Live. It's comedy sketches, and it's, you know, if you guys remember the magazine, it was very popular in the United States, Mad Magazine. Well, this was a TV show, a very popular TV show in the United States that came out of this. Mad TV, I recommend you take a look at it. And then he started his own show with a partner named Key. Now, Key is not his first name. Right. His name is Keegan Michael Key. And well, he's half of this. Another great. So there's two recommendations for those of you guys who love comedy. You have to check out Mad TV. You can find so half of this on YouTube, I imagine. And Key and. Okay. No te voy a decir el segundo nombre. Pero es Key. Si tú vas a Google y pones Key and tal, te va a salir el segundo nombre. Okay. He was also in the series Fargo. And what else? He's got a YouTube comedy series called Weird City. And in 2017, he had his directorial debut with the horror. They call it a horror film, but I don't know. It was funny, too. It was social commentary. And well, I'm talking about Get Out. He directed the film Get Out. Which was today's name, that movie. So if you guys were paying attention, I said this person's name already. Well, he received many accolades, as I said before, including Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay, along with nominations. So he didn't win Best Picture or Best Director, but he was nominated for both. He did, however, win the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay. Guion. And, well, in 2019, this year, he received his second nomination for the Academy Award for Best Picture for producing Spike Lee's Black Klansman. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Great movie as well. I'm a big Spike Lee fan. So Black Klansman is the name of that. And, yeah, that's, I mean, if you don't know who it is now, then you'll never know. That's number one. Number two, this guy was born in 1959, a Spanish singer, songwriter, and of late, desde ahora o últimamente, of late, you could say lately, pero si quieres ser más formal, you could say of late, painter. In fact, he does more painting than songwriting, composing, and singing. He's become more of a visual artist. But from 1982... to 1998, he was a member and the main composer of the Spanish pop rock band Mecano. But since 1998, since the end of the band, well, he stopped making music and he got more into the visual arts. He was born in Madrid and he gave his first concerts at the university, studying here in Madrid. That's where he met Ana Torroja. And, well, she eventually became the lead singer of Mecano. Their first album was called Mecano, came out in 1981. And it was produced with the financial backing of his father. So his father was one of the producers, executive producers. And, well, that included the hit, and which is now a musical, Hoy no me puedo levantar. El fin de semana me dejó fatal. Gotta love that one. But he didn't only compose songs for Mecano. He's written songs for many other artists, such as Ana Belén, Sara Montiel, Julius Churches, Julio Iglesias, Miguel Bosé, and, of course, Alaska. They were all from that La Movida madrileña, right? And, everybody knows who this guy is, especially if you live in Spain. And last but not least, this guy was born in 1955. An American actor, voice actor, comedian, singer, producer, director, activist, oh my, tons of different things. Now, he's best known for being in the series, or the sitcom, mejor, porque son de cortitos y en un lugar, sitcom, Cheers. Aha. We looked at Cheers today. That was our name, that lyric. He was in the sitcom Cheers, and, well, his character had a spinoff called Frasier, where he played for 2 decades, 2 décadas, 20 years, he played psychiatrist or shrink, es otra forma de decirlo, más coloquial. He played shrink Dr. Frasier Crane. He's won 5 Primetime Emmy Awards, 3 Golden Globes, Tony Awards, and much, much more. And as a voice actor, he did the role on The Simpsons of Sideshow Bob. Sideshow Bob. We heard Sideshow Bob today on the show, didn't we? During our Say What section. All right, let's see if our listeners, our tweethearts over here, are able to figure out whose birthday it is. Let's see. Refreshing over here. Refrescando. Me encanta. Refrescando. Refreshing. Me estoy tomando un Sprite. All right. Our winners, ladies and gentlemen, Express and Jaster. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. Nice job, fellas. Nice job. Number one, actor, director, multi-talented Jordan Peele. Guys, if you have not seen Key and Peele, check it out, right? One way to be funny in another language is to watch what those people are watching. Then you can understand our sense of humor. So Key and Peele, tienes que verlo. Mad TV, right? Mad TV, that's another one. If you guys can see some sketches, I'm sure you'll find some sketches on YouTube. So Jordan Peele. And third recommendation, Get Out. Déjame salir. It's a must. You have to see it. You'll see why after. It's just, there's no movie exactly like it. It's just strange, entertaining, funny, scary, social commentary. I thought it just touched on a lot of different points. Number two, Nacho Cano, José María Cano from Mecano. And last but not least, Kelsey Grammer from Frasier, Sideshow Bob, and Cheers, the music you're hearing in the background. The show with no name is a little bit like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. We all know your name here. You know our name. Let's sing it together as we say goodbye. Thank you so much for being here, amigos. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye. You wanna be where people see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Show with no name. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Escuchando
Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughn Radio.
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés, quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas, no exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para